Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. A song here co-written by Bob Dylan, if you didn't know. Wrote some of the lyrics for Jammin' Me from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Born on this day back in 1955, Howie Epstein, the bassist for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in the middle portion of their career. Ron Blair was the bassist in the beginning, and then he left. Howie Epstein came in, and after Howie Epstein passed away in 2003, Ron Blair came back into Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Howie Epstein, as I just mentioned, died of a suspected drug overdose in February of 2003. He was born on this day in 1955, longtime bassist for the Heartbreakers. And Jammin' Me is what we hear from Tom Petty and the boys. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. We are talking on the phone lines now with Julie Gunlock, director of the Independent Women Forum Center for Progress and Innovation, also author of the book From Cupcakes to Chemicals, How the Culture of Alarmism Makes Us Afraid of Everything and How to Fight Back. Julie, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me. I like starting my morning with a little rock and roll history there. That was interesting.
Thank you. Yes, Bob Dylan wrote the Take Back Eddie Murphy, Take Back Joe Piscopo lines from Jammin' Me. Those are Bob Dylan's lines that he contributed to the Tom Petty song.
Who knew? You learned something. That's good to know.
A little something new every day. Something new also from the Independent Women's Forum, which is it launching today or tomorrow? The Independent Women's Network, IWNetwork.com. Tell us a bit more about what this is all about.
Thanks so much for that. Yes, I'm really excited. It is indeed launch day today. The Independent Women's Forum, you know, it's been around for over 20 years. We've really tried hard to help inform women and make women feel that it's okay to be a conservative, to have to believe in the free market. And, you know, we started during the Clarence Thomas hearings to give women a voice. At that time, a lot of liberal organizations were suggesting that they alone represented women. And again, during those hearings, a lot of women who are right of center and even independent thought, you know, I don't have an organization out there to represent me. So IWF stood up to really represent more right of center women and independent women. And now we've started this network, which, again, I think in our day and age of cancel culture, of fear, of retribution, of this idea that you can't talk about certain topics and certain subjects, has really chilled speech. And so we want to give women a venue, a platform where they can talk about these issues without fear of cancellation, without fear of being bullied and harassed, or fear of losing your job. And so that is the reason that we're starting the Independent Women's Network. Again, it's not just, you know, there'll be a lot of information in there to help women inform themselves, but it's also a place for fellowship and friendship and support. And I think that is something conservative women, independent women increasingly need in this culture.
Listeners should already know, but I mean, the Independent Women's Forum is fantastic. I mean, you and if you look at the about page, you can find everyone involved. But, you know, our friend Alicia Maldonado is there, and Emily Jasinski, and Amy Schaefer Riley, and many, many, many other great women are involved with Independent Women's Forum. The Independent Women's Network, that you go there and there's a place you can sign up. There are membership levels here. What's the value you hope people get out of the Independent Women's Network?
Well, look, we really want to be a resource for all women. So, yes, we do have different levels, as low as $5 a month to come in and join this group. And then it goes up to Member Plus and Member Premium. But, again, for you know, the $5 a month, you get access to exclusive content. There's a resource center and member forums and a chat room. And I think one of the things I want to highlight the most is the resource center. You know, in the resource center, we put things in there like how to write a FOIA request, how to write an op-ed, you know, talking points. When you go to your school board and you want to talk about CRT or you want to talk about some of the gender indoctrination that's going in schools, we offer talking points to give you sort of those high-line talkers that you might need when you're standing in front of a podium. It can be nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. And we also are going to be doing videos that sort of do this visually to teach you and instruct you and guide you. I think these are the things women are looking for today. But again, it's not just that. There's a chat room. And kind of, you know, a lot of women are grappling with these issues. You know, am I the only one who feels this way? Am I the only one who feels uncomfortable? So again, there's member forums and chat rooms in there where women can really grapple together with these tough issues. And I think that kind of fellowship and community is really needed, where you can debate these issues in a civil way and without fear of any kind of retribution to your mm-hmm. job, to your lifestyle, to your kids. So that's why we see this is needed. And we are responding. IWF is responding to requests we've had for this network. This isn't just something we've thought up. We have talked to people that have been involved with IWF for years. This is a demand, and we're trying to fill it.
We've got about 60 seconds left here, Julie. People can find it at IWNetwork.com. But you mentioned the help, the assistance. That's big. It's not going away anytime soon, whether it be critical race theory topics at schools or whether it be, and I think we've talked about this before, you and I, the masks in schools, the policies, this is all coming back. Yeah. You can see people laying the groundwork for either canceling school once again, going back to virtual once again, forcing masks on 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
Exactly.
These are big topics that parents need help with.
Well, and you know, what you always hear is fight back, fight back. You got to fight back. You got to go to your school board. You got to go here. You got to go there. But some women say, well, but I've never done it before. I need a little help. I need a little guidance. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to help women stand up. And let me say, also men are also allowed to join. I feel like I've been a little unfair here. We like men at IWF. We like you. We like Steve. So men are also welcome. And some dads want to go to their school boards too. So this is what we're trying to do, is not just say fight back. We're trying to help you do that.
Julie Gunlock, find her on Twitter at JGunlock, and also, of course, at the Independent Women's Forum and the network, IWNetwork.com. Julie, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.